Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Quorum and Ed Carson here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Friday, February 23rd, and a look at how the week turned out. And Ed, I think it was a pretty bullish week overall.
Yeah, pretty bullish, especially near the end there. I want to take a look at three stocks, Lennar, Manhattan Associates, and AMD.
Okay, well, we'll do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today down 0.3%, but it was a big week. Really, Thursday driving the gains there. The S&P 500 up fractionally, the Dow up 0.2%, the Russell 2000 up a little bit more than 0.1%. So a look at the NASDAQ here on a weekly chart. You can just see the huge week that we had, Ed.
Yeah, really an outside week here. It was a really big move. We almost got to all-time highs on the NASDAQ. So, we were pulling back to start the week. The problem is you couldn't really take advantage of it because you had to wait for NVIDIA earnings. You didn't know how that was going to turn out. I mean, sure, they worked out great. So there was a blink and you missed it kind of opportunity to buy some of these things and then they went off, but really strong. I just want to know that it's like, we're already, okay, we pulled back a little bit today, but I think we're maybe around 5% above the 50-day line. Maybe, okay, we just nudged under that, but any kind of gain would get that back to be extended. If you look at basically any time, certainly in 2024, like when we finally came out of that early 2024 pause, within a day or two, we were extended again. So like, you know, that right in there, within day two, we were extended. Not even there. No, a few days before that. That day, we were already getting extended. Not crazy extended, but we were starting to get extended. And when we touched the 21-day line a couple weeks later, 2 days later, we were already more than 5% above. This time, it just took a day. It took like 5 minutes and we were extended. And so it just makes it hard. That's just one thing to note. It'd be nice if this can't stop rally could pause for a few weeks. But it's hard to get really upset. As long as you have decent exposure, if you have some of these names, you're still getting some solid gains. It's just harder to add stocks in this environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that all makes sense. Okay, let's take a look at the S&P 500 as well, Ed. Pretty nice week here too.
Pretty nice week as well. A lot of things there. Obviously, NVIDIA and those stocks did well, but there's a lot of sectors did well this week, powering to new highs.
Okay, and we'll get to some of those. We've got some sector ETFs we want to look at, but let's look at the Dow and the Russell too. Big week for the Dow, continuing higher, more record highs here as well after finding support at the 10-week line. But those pesky small caps, Ed.
Yeah, they found support, you know, where you'd like it to, I suppose, but it just, we're stuck in this range. It looked, you know, at the end of last year that we were finally going to get that super broad rally, but at least leadership is still fairly broad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are on the cusp of a potential breakout area, so it wouldn't take much to really get this in gear.
Yeah, a couple of good days, and all of a sudden we're talking about how everything is participating, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, let's take a look at 0TNX. This is the 10-year Treasury yield reversing a little bit lower for the week after 2 weeks of gains.
Yeah, and it was all on today. I think we fell like 7 basis points today. So we had hit 3-month highs. So that's nice to just sort of cool off. I mean, again, this level isn't too bad. It's just rising up and up and up. And the market seems to finally be coming into line with what the Fed wanted to wants the market to be doing on Fed cuts, you know, get an alignment. So it'll be interesting to see if that can hold in this area now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's take a look at some of the groups of note. And I'm going to go to the weekly charts here. Although with IGV, the tech software ETF, Wednesday wasn't looking too good with this falling back below its 50-day line. It did close off lows, but bouncing to end the week. Still down a little bit, but a nice support week at the 10-week, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, this lots has to do with Palo Alto, which had a huge drop and dragged down a lot of cybersecurity names, at least temporarily. That is a warning. That's why we were nervous heading into NVIDIA. I mean, it's like, it worked out great, but boy, if things had not worked out, you could imagine some very bad things happening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of NVIDIA, here's a look at SMH, the chip sector ETF, up 3.4% for the week, continuing a strong rally.
Yeah, it's just incredible this what NVIDIA has done for this ETF here.
Yeah. And let's look at Pave, another one on your radar, Ed. It looks like quite a few up weeks here in a row. So it's not just tech.
Not just tech. I mean, this sort of infrastructure construction, and we don't look at this too often, but a lot of similar ETFs like this are doing very well.
Mm-hmm. But extended. So yeah, extended. These groups are extended.
Yeah, there's just that brief chance, a couple of chances to buy this, say, and now, and a lot of the stocks in them. But you're right. Yeah, it's extended.
Yeah. But hey, again, if you are in stocks, the ones that have been working have really been working and paying off. So we like that. So being extended can be good if you're in a stock, because it means it's going up. Okay, let's take a look at XHB. You know, Captain Obvious every once in a while. Gotta do it. XHB here, the home builders, we saw a clearing of a sideways range and continuing higher as those rates cool off a smidge this week.
Yeah, they were doing this area was doing pretty well even before today.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was impressive there. A lot of home builders and housing related retailers are doing really well.
Yeah. And we'll take a look at one home builder here soon. But let's take a look at XLF in the financials, continuing to move higher. Let's see, up 1.6% for the week, just a steady climb higher since the November low.
Yeah, it's doing quite well. I mean, a lot of this is not just banks, there's Visa, there's MasterCard. I'll note that Berkshire, I believe, has earnings on Saturday, and that's the biggest holding, I think, in XLF. And it owns a lot of banks, too. I mean, so it's sort of like a double play. But just that's been doing very well. It's not this massive outperformer versus the S&P, but that's been marching higher, higher, higher.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, speaking of home builders, let's go to Lennar, finding support at the 10-week line, up 3.3% this week.
I mean, nice action. I mean, every day this week it rose. It flirted to go back above that buy point. It did break out a couple of weeks ago, fell back because yields, you know, came down. That was, I think, the CPI day when, oh, they came up. But honestly, it's held up very well. Treasury yields have gone up quite a bit. And yeah, okay, it's gone flat. Well, the market's gone up a little bit, so the RS line's come down. But that was after a nice run up. And of course, you know, a lot of 2023 was a run up. This is showing a lot of strength, a lot of stocks in this group showing that there's now it's starting to be a turnaround of earnings going positive again. Yeah, some of that's the comparisons getting easier, but mortgage rates are off their highs, some other things. So you know, this is still, the group is still 18 out of 197. It's really an area that people should be paying attention to. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree, Ed. Okay, let's also take a look at MANH. This is Manhattan Associates in the enterprise software group. We got that breakout on earnings with a gain at the close of that day, 8.4%, a little bit off highs, but still a strong move that day. And it's gone sideways and has tightened up right at around number.
Yeah, so you could probably use, you know, Friday's high or a little bit more than that, or you could use a downward sloping trend line that already broke above if you wanted to be really aggressive. You know, it bounced off the 21-day line. It's coming up there. This one's just a strong, steady performer in that regard. So, showing really strong action after a breakout.
Yeah, definitely what we like to see there. Okay, and last on our list, let's take a look at AMD. A lot of the focus was on NVIDIA this week, but we've got to give AMD its spotlight as well here because it had a strong move in sympathy with NVIDIA on Thursday, up almost 11% that day. Backed off a little bit today, but a pretty compelling looking weekly chart here, Ed.
Yeah, because technically it's 1.52% and not 1.5% or less, it will technically not be a 3 weeks tight. But you can see there's, despite the wild action day to day, there was a fairly tight close. It rebounded right where you'd like it to, a 10-week line. It sort of undercut a few weeks of trading. So it was sort of like, sort of the way a double bottom shakes people out. That was probably a nice shakeout. Mm-hmm. But I think a question people do have to, in another week, it'll be a flat base if you can hold it there. So that would be something else. So that's something to watch. I think the question people have to ask about AMD and AI stocks in general, it's like, well, why are you buying AMD? As Scott Sinclair, just buy NVIDIA. Now, the problem is NVIDIA is so far extended, you can't buy NVIDIA at this point. You know, there were chances earlier this year. Yeah. So it may be a while before you get another chance. But that's just something, it's like, you know, AMD has done quite well, but that's just something to try to keep in mind is that, you know, if you're buying AMD, in many ways, you're buying a lesser NVIDIA. At least that's how the market is viewing it. You know, and that's just, and will it, can it do well? You know, you can see it's lagged the market in the last few weeks as it's consolidated, where NVIDIA's surged ahead. But AMD has been a big winner as well in the last several months. So there seems to be room. There's so much demand for AI chips. If these companies can roll out chips to even come close to competing with NVIDIA, they could still get a lot of money out of that.
Ed, I'm going to ask you a tough question. If you could only do one thing, if you could buy the leader out of position or the number two stock in position, what do? You can only do one thing.
I would do the number two. I would. I mean, especially this out. And it's also, if something's out of position, a little bit extended, that's one thing. But NVIDIA is like, I don't know, it's like 30%, 35% above its 50-day line. I mean, that could easily drop 75 points and it would look fairly normal. I mean, it's 14% above the 21-day. In that case, so that's what I would do. I get nervous when it's that extended, but it's right. Really hard to argue with this amazing performance in NVIDIA.
Yeah. I mean, there's extended from a buy point and then there's extended from a buy point. So there's a difference there. So thanks, Ed, for your thoughts on that. Okay. Well, let's talk about the game plan for the week ahead for traders.
You know, I don't think people should feel compelled to do a whole lot. You know, I mean, maybe they took some profits heading into NVIDIA as the market pulled back. Nothing wrong with riding the current trend. I mean, you want to be looking for these opportunities. I would also suggest, you know, looking around. There's still some AI stocks like AMD or Microsoft or some others that are setting up, but there's others like Lennar. There's some consumer names, you know, there's some energy names, even some financials that are trying to set up. So definitely cast a wide net, but you need to be ready to pounce. I mean, unfortunately, it'd be nice if the market had a longer pullback, but if we keep on having these very short pullbacks, you might have brief opportunities to add. You don't have to, but if you do add, that would be the time to be doing it. So definitely work on those screens. I'm sorry, I keep on stopping and starting like the market, making it hard for other people to jump in.
No, not at all. I was just saying you got to thread that needle. You're right. It takes that preparation, but you know, that's what we're here for. In and out every day, all day. We've got all the resources for folks and for each other. So that way we can stay on top of things and really have that accuracy and timing with those sell and buy decisions. So thank you, Ed, for all of your help with that. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it for this week. And we'll see you on Monday, starting with IBD Live. First thing in the morning, 10 minutes before the opening bell, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then we'll see you Monday right back here after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.